Episode 2438, What Fruit Do You Bear?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection for you with God. And I know life gets busy. I know we can put things off. In fact, we sometimes don't even talk to God all week. We think we might get a little sneak peek in, but very rarely do we do. So make time today. What fruit do you bear? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. But when you leave behind your selfish desires to serve from what matters, that's when you change the world you touch. So what fruit do you bear? And it's not just any fruit. These are the fruits of the Spirit that are given to you by the Holy Spirit. So what fruits do you have? Have you ever really thought about that? Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. That's a lot really to take in, to bring your fruits, the fruits of the Spirit, what God gives you. And if you look at real life, God created fruits. Think about all the wonderful fruits we have at our disposal to eat and to gain sustenance from, right? Fruits are nourishing. And these are gifts that you have to utilize in your everyday. Are you one who's utilizing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? Sometimes it's hard to call on these, isn't it? I mean, let's be real. Are you really utilizing the fruit of the Spirit? Or are you leading with earthly marks? Anger, frustration, entitlement, my way or the highway. Maybe you think you're serving in love, but really it's out of your selfish wants because you get something from it. You could consider this your demandments of life. Having a heart that is structured to the point of selfish desires only leads to destruction. There's not life-giving sustenance for the mind, body, and spirit. And that's what really God is after. That's why when Jesus rose from the dead and he went and ascended to heaven, God said, I will still be with you. Hence the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it dwells within you. And sometimes we forget the power. And I'm not saying power as an ego power. I'm not saying power like you're a king or a queen. I'm saying a heavenly power. And a heavenly power, if you think about it, is very gentle, but remains to be feared. So ask God today to reveal your fruits, the ones that are easy and the ones that challenge. The ones that, you know, let's say you get flustered very easily. Well, maybe you need to come from a point and a nourishment of gentleness. Maybe you need to change that tone and be more encouraging, more life-giving. That's so attractive. And it's not to, again, you know, dangle a carrot and say, hey, if you do this, imagine what it will be. No, because not only will it bless others, but you too will be blessed beyond measure. Why do you think it's the fruit of the spirits? It's a gift. It's life sustaining. It's a sustenance like none other because it comes from the heavens. It comes from God himself. And when you declare yourself a Christian, you've accepted Jesus into your heart and you say, Lord, you are going to be my Savior. I know I'm still not going to do right. I still got to keep coming back all the time. You are given these gifts. Some we need to work on. I know I've had to. They're just not given there for you to just like plug in and go, okay, I want this. Take it off the platter and utilize it. You got to work at it. You got to learn it. And that's when you really begin to bring God into your everyday. God isn't just for Sunday. God isn't just for Wednesday nights. He's not just for your devotional in the morning. He's not just there for that, you know, one time, oh, we got to go sing in the choir moment. He's not there just on Easter or on Christmas. God wants to be with you every day. And he's gifted you with the fruits of the Spirit. So ask God today. Seek the fruits of the Spirit. What you desire within you. Look at them again. And let me tell you, it's Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Which of these come easy to you? Celebrate that. Thank God for it and say, Lord, continue to refine me in this area. But where you're challenged, seek him and say, I need to be shown. Give me opportunities. And when you ask for that, you better believe you're going to be given opportunities. If you're a frustrated person, he's going to give you opportunities where you can learn gentleness and self-control. But you have to be willing. And then knock and let the doors of opportunity be open to you. God is with you every day. Don't shut him out. Let him in. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.